Badass to Badass, the podcast where we embrace the chaos of life, shake it up, and turn it into your superpower. I'm Pam, your ex-party girl turned into creative mess, who's now a wife, soon to be a mom, and your sarcastic bestie who's learning very, very slowly how to get her shit together. If you are messy, sarcastic, and even a little lost, congrats, friend, you found your people. So, happy freaking new year. It's 2025, besties, and here we are. New year, same chaos, but this time we're owning it. It is time to put away those fake resolutions and lean into something way more badass. Being you, of course. But seriously, how many of us have started January with a list that looks like go to the gym every day, eat healthy, read 72 books, save the world, get our shit together, and by mid-January, we're drowning in shame because Netflix, pizza, and procrastination won the war, same every year. Today, we're not talking about how to fix yourself. Nope. We're throwing out that tired new year, new you BS and stepping into your authentic self. Mess and all, because resolutions, they don't align with who we truly are. They are just a recipe for failure. See, here's the thing. New Year's resolutions are like your drunk ex texting you at midnight. Very tempting, but ultimately disappointing. And trust me, I have definitely been there, and you don't want to be disappointed at midnight. So the resolutions basically are usually based on what society tells us that we should fix about us. You know, lose weight, look prettier, all of that bullshit, hustle harder, do dry January. But the reality is that about 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by February. And you ask why? Well, because most of them are based on what society tells us that they want, not what actually makes us happy. So think about it. How many times have you said, this is the year that I am losing weight, that I'm working harder, I am getting the promotion, I am saving money, or I'm going to stop drinking, etc. But how often were those goals fueled by guilt, comparison, or pressure? Obviously, you can't see me, but I am raising my hand because I have been there so many times. See, here's a resolution for 2025 for all of us. We're going to stop making resolutions that do not resonate with us, with who we are. This year, we are rewriting the rules. And you know what? Let's get one thing straight. There's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with you that needs to be fixed. You are messy? That's cool. So am I. Messy isn't broken. Messy is human. And society can kindly take all of those expectations and resolutions and shove them wherever they fit. Now, let's take a second. What's one resolution that you've made in the past that absolutely flopped? DM me with your answers on Instagram at mess2badass because you know I do love a good laugh and, you know, some messy shares. But seriously, I'll go first. I stopped believing in resolutions a long time ago because I started noticing that, you know, they were all based on societal standards and opinions. But I have definitely fallen into the losing weight, waking up at 5 in the morning, journal every day, write what I'm grateful for, find a job, fall in love, blah, 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 blah. Not going to lie, some of these things lasted a while and I was consistent. But after a while, life happened. I lost momentum and just stopped doing it. I'm not going to lie, I definitely want to get back into some of this stuff just because, you know, I actually enjoy them. However, just because I didn't follow through with them doesn't mean I suck. We don't suck just because we didn't go through the stuff that we said that we were going to do. It's just that we get distracted. Life happens. And, you know, it's just very easy to just, like, lose track of stuff. And of course, thank you ADHD and procrastination, because they usually get the best of me, and I'm sure they get the best of you too. So it's totally okay. Don't worry about it. See, here is the deal. Authenticity is the real glow up. It's about stripping away the fake shit and asking, what do I actually want? Not what Instagram tells you, not what your mom or your judge or coworker says, what you want. Instead of writing a resolution to become a perfect version of yourself, which, by the way, spoiler alert, does not exist, let's focus on something more badass, getting to know the real you. So I have a little homework for you listeners. Go grab a notebook and grab a glass of wine or whatever is your vibe and answer the following questions. 1, what do you actually want more of in your life this year? 2, what are you done pretending to care about? And 3, how can you show up for yourself, not the Instagram version of yourself, but the real you in 2025? For me, this means accepting that my life will never look like one of those curated Pinterest boards. I'm messy, I cry when I'm overwhelmed, and sometimes I have frozen meals from Trader Joe's. I'm owning it because perfection is overrated, and I'm learning to love that version of me, and you should too. And listen, this isn't about giving up or lowering the bar. It's about setting goals that align with your values. Want to journal more? Great. You hate the gym? That's cool. Ditch it. Don't go. Go for a walk, dance in your living room, play with your puppies, do whatever you want to do. Nobody's watching. It's just about you. Go for it. This new year is about you and what makes you happy. Let me tell you, for example, about the time that I put myself as a resolution to wake up at 5 in the morning every day and take my doggy Femi for a walk and also meditate. Spoiler alert, it lasted 2 or 3 days. Don't get me wrong, the waking up early in the morning and walking totally worked out. But now that I have 3 dogs, I fall asleep every time I have tried it. Why? Because I rather lay down and cuddle with my pups a little longer than pretending otherwise, you know? So the meditation was a lie. I mean, it was cool when it was just me and Femi, but not now. I rather lay down with my husband and chill or just hang out and lay down with my puppies. So now, if I want to meditate whenever I feel like it, you know, it's going to be better because I'm not forcing myself to follow this resolution. It is the same for you. You know, just don't do things that you think you have to do. Do them for yourself. Do them because they feel natural, because you want to do them. If it's just making your bed, unless, of course, you don't want to make your bed, which is totally fine, but don't invite me over because that means that I probably will make the bed for you because I'm insane about that. My husband knows that we can't leave the house unless the bed is made. But that's story for another day. I'm just crazy. But seriously, let's get practical. How do we set goals that do not suck? I have 3 little tips for you that might help you, and they're super easy to follow. 1, start small. Instead of I'll exercise every day, why don't we try I'll move my body for 10 minutes. 3 times a day, maybe. 3 times a week. you can move 3 times a day if you want to. But just build small wins with big momentums. So small little wins with big momentums and things that are going to, you know, fill you with joy because you're doing something that you want to do. 2, make it personal. Your goals should light you up, not drain you. If a goal feels like a chore, it's not your goal, it's someone else's. Don't follow what Instagram, TikTok, whatever social media you use, or whoever tells you what you need to do. Don't follow what anybody tells you. Make it personal. Make it you. Make things that you like, that make you happy, that make you glow. And number three, be flexible. Life happens. Shit happens. So you just need to adapt your goals according to your life and what is happening. So don't guilt trip yourself with whatever you haven't accomplished. Give yourself some grace. So for 2025, this is going to be my goal, for example. I'm going to give myself grace, and you should do the same thing. But I'm about to have a baby, and let me tell you, my only plan at the moment is to survive and maybe even sleep when I can. So, you know, keeping it simple. So here is your permission slip to be messy in 2025. Not that you need one, but I'm going to give you one. Screw perfection. You're allowed to fail. You're allowed to pivot, to change your mind. Life is messy, and that is what makes it beautiful. So just enjoy it. So for 2025, you're going to repeat after me. I am exactly where I need to be. I am exactly where I need to be. I am not behind. You are a badass. Even when you're crying over stupid shit, like your brother not asking you if you wanted food when he ordered takeout. Yes, that happened to me the other day, but I'm blaming it on the hormones. Or forgetting to respond emails. It's totally fine. I mean, unless it's an important one for work, so just keep that in mind. But, you know, still, doesn't matter. You're where you need to be. You're not behind. And being messy doesn't make you less. It makes you human. And you are killing it, even when it doesn't feel like it. So it's totally fine. So this is all for today. I hope this episode was super helpful and at least encourage you to stay messy, be a badass, and, you know, give yourself some grace. This is a wrap for the first episode of 2025 and the first episode of season 2. How exciting! I am so excited. And this year is all about embracing the chaos and stepping into your power, one messy step at a time. For next week, we're going to talk about a topic that is very dear to my heart. I called it Calladita te ves más bonita, which translates to quieter you look prettier, or quiet makes you look prettier. And, you know, with this, we're going to unpack cultural conditions that tell us, you know, pretty much to sit down, stay quiet, and look pretty, and how to flip that script. So trust me, it's going to get real. My parents might kill me for some of the stories that I might tell you. So we'll see what happens. But until then, tag me in your messy New Year moments at Mess to Badass. Follow us on Instagram at Mess to Badass. And please share this podcast and leave a review. And don't forget, you can always email me to pam@embraceamess.co to share your stories and ask for advice. So, here's to 2025, the year we stop apologizing for who we are and start owning our badassery. Stay messy, stay amazing, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. Ciao! Besitos!